I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Data released by the National Drought Mitigation Center shows Colorado's drought has expanded from 34% to 76%. The data also shows severe drought conditions on the western slope tripled in the area. Denver is in a moderate drought for the first time since May of 2017, but there could be some relief on the way. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says warmer weather is expected, and that could actually contribute to heavier snowfall in some parts of the country, including Colorado.
We're trending towards a much more stormy pattern as we head into late January. It actually bodes well for some of these dry areas, but it could also come with significant snow. I know we're talking above normal temperatures, but in the dead of winter, above normal temperatures can actually contribute to heavier snowfall than otherwise. So we do expect, with this transition to milder conditions in late January, some northern areas, including the Northwest, the Northern Rockies, and even the Midwest and possibly the Northern Plains, I would expect some significant late January snow with the storm emerging from the western United States.
The long-range outlook from NOAA's Climate Prediction Center shows that while a few storm systems are possible, more mild and dry weather is likely in store for much of the state through the winter.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.